Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. So we just had a little bit of a chat about it, but perhaps you could explain this one, unpack this one for us a little bit. The development of this one coal mine, just this one coal mine, how greatly will this impact Australia's relationship with climate change, with the kind of climate change action that we're trying to take?
Well, there's a reason why it's often called a mega mine, because the Carmichael mine is going to be huge. And what's been calculated is that the total emissions from the mine, assuming that it carries on operating for its full 60-year life, are about 5 billion tonnes. So that is, if you compare that to Australia's total annual emissions, we emit about 500 million tonnes every year.
Mm.
This would be nearly 10 times Australia's entire national emissions over its life.
So this mine within itself would be emitting more carbon than the entire nation of Australia?
I guess to be fair, it's total lifetime emissions versus annual emissions of Australia.
Excellent.
But I just want to point out that when you start throwing around numbers like billions, it gets pretty abstract pretty quickly.
Look, what kind of action is Australia actually trying to take on climate change at the moment that might be undermined by this mega mine?
So Australia, along with every other country in the world, signed the Paris Agreement, which committed us globally to try and limit climate change to well below 2 degrees of temperature rise and really aim for limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees. And what that means is that we need to dramatically reduce emissions. So it's not just about like little 5% cuts or anything like that. We eventually need to get emissions all the way down to zero. At which point any emissions must be offset, so we're sort of net zero levels. For developed countries like Australia, we really need to be trying to get our energy emissions to net zero by the middle of the century.
Mm.
So if we're aiming for that, but simultaneously expanding a mega coal mine with huge emissions, these things do not make sense together. There is a pretty obvious contradiction here, and that's why there is so much opposition to this mine, not just from environmental groups, but you're seeing banks walking away from it as well, because it just doesn't stack up.
Well, a lot of the banks and the like seem to not be taking it such on moral grounds, grounds that this will be environmentally damaging, but that coal itself is not an industry that has a really sustainable economic future. Now, I guess when we look at the other factors of economy right here in Australia, is there a possibility these kind of emissions would have an impact on other industries like agriculture here in Australia? Would we actually see this kind of roll-on effect from the increased carbon emissions?
You have to take a couple of steps to get there, I think. There is one way in which just the construction of the mine itself could have direct impacts on water systems in the area, and that can have flow-on impacts for agriculture. But in terms of the emissions from the mine and from the coal that it produces, we're all going to experience that in terms of increased climate change. So it will feed into all the effects of higher and more extreme temperatures and more extreme weather, and that will have very significant impacts on agriculture. There was an interesting study that came out of CSIRO recently that showed that in the wheat industry in Australia, there's been very significant productivity gains in terms of what farmers have been doing and how much sort of smarter they're farming. But those are almost entirely undercut by the impact of climate change so far. So they're sort of getting smarter and running faster just to stay basically at the same spot. So that's just with the climate change that we've got now. As temperatures rise and farmers have to deal with more and more extreme weather, it's going to get harder to get those productivity improvements, and we could start going backwards.
And, of course, the other big environmental impact that's been talked about around the Adani coal mine, they're planning on transporting this coal from the coast of Queensland to India. And this is sort of going through the waters of the Greater Barrier Reef, the Great Barrier Reef, which is obviously experiencing this mass coral bleaching at the moment. How big are the concerns about this actually exacerbating the problems already being faced in that marine environment?
The Great Barrier Reef is under such stress already that anything that we add to it at this point is really very damaging. This is coral reefs and the Great Barrier Reef has already, as you pointed out, experienced massive bleaching. As temperatures rise, it's going to experience more bleaching events, and it becomes harder and harder for the coral to recover. So if it's already dealing with that, and it's dealing with dredging and runoff and industrial pollution, it's really suffering.
Just perhaps as a final point, obviously there are these economic concerns here in Australia. The coal boom was very, very good for Australia. We made quite a bit of cash off it. Now, a lot of people have proposed that Australia could be similarly on the forefront of more environmentally viable sources of energy. We could be more on the forefront of solar energy, of wind energy, and yet we don't really seem to see that happening. Are there any sort of plans in place for moving our economy and moving some jobs more into these industries?
There's bits here and there, but it's been so politically fraught. It's almost like the progress that we're making has been sort of despite the policies in a way. So we do have, you know, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, which are helping advances in renewable energy and other technologies like battery storage advance from early research into commercial deployment in the market. There's a huge amount of expertise at our universities. There's a lot of entrepreneurship. It sort of feels like we've got all the ingredients to do this very, very well, but we haven't got all the ducks in a row yet.
Well, Olivia, thank you very much. Obviously, a very important discussion to be having. Do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about it.